This is Passport to Texas. We're on the threshold of deer season in Texas, and by all accounts, it's going to be a good one because of abundant winter rainfall statewide.
And so we've had anywhere from some places 13 inches of rain so far this year up to, you know, close to 40 inches of rain.
Early last month, I spoke with Alan Kane, a Parks and Wildlife Regional Wildlife Biologist for South Texas, and he told me more rain means more food on the ground, which contributes to larger populations of healthier animals.
We're seeing lots of healthy animals this year. We're just getting into the season right now. We're starting our deer surveys up, or the private landowners that we work with are doing their deer surveys right now. For example, on fawn production, we're hearing good reports anywhere from the 50% range up to 90%. And I'm sure when you look in other parts of the state, maybe like the Hill Country where it's a highly productive deer herd, they're probably approaching, you know, that 90 to 100% in some areas out there. And so good conditions for deer production, and same with antler growth. And we're expecting good quality bucks out there this year from an antler quality standpoint.
Regular season for deer begins November 6th. Learn more about whitetails as well as hunting rules and regulations when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show with support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.